Josh said after yesterday's game he didn't think Orton missed a read all day. I mean, is that pretty accurate from what you saw in film?
You know, he made a couple mistakes, you know, but that's going to happen in every game. You know, he played pretty well. You know, we're always going to go back and look at everything and nitpick everything on Monday morning, but he was very efficient.
You think he threw better without the glove?
Well, you know, I think he's fine. He's throwing the ball well with the glove also. You know, you'd have to ask him that, really, if, you know, if that affected him much. I think the last couple of weeks he did a fine job with it, and I didn't see a lot of plays that you could actually go back and say because the glove was on, he missed a throw or two. That would be something you kind of really have to ask him and say, hey, what do you think the big difference was?
What was different this week that allowed Eddie Royal to be so much more effective?
Well, you know, I hate to say like sound like a broken record, but, you know, every week I tell everybody that, you know, we're going to go into each week. We have a very talented group of guys that, you know, all deserve the ball. And from week to week, you know, certain guys can get certain touches. And, you know, because of the way they played us yesterday and the certain formations and plays we had designed for the game plan, you know, as everybody knows, we're going to roll those guys in and out of the game. And, you know, Eddie was in at the time when Kyle went the right place with the ball and his number was called.
I know you ride your quarterbacks pretty hard and, you know, all that, but what could you nitpick from Kyle's game on Sunday? He seemed to play about as well as he could play.
He did a nice job, but, you know, there's always going to be something mechanically that you're going to see with footwork or the placement of a ball to a certain receiver versus tight coverage, or, you know, maybe a ball was thrown a little too low here and there that might have slowed a guy down. So, you know, we look at that every week, you know, and just try to do whatever we can to get him better each week, and that's our goal. Is if he can improve each week, you know, the better we'll be as a football team.
After Noshon fumbled it, I think maybe the next 10 carries or so, he was running with both arms over the ball. I take it you guys told him he better do that, and doesn't a running back lose some effectiveness when he's running with two hands over the ball like that?
Well, we're going to stress ball security to everybody, whether it's a quarterback, running back, receiver, anybody who has the ball in their hands. We're going to overemphasize that because in this game, as everybody knows, you know, the more turnovers you have, the least likely, you know, your percentage go way down on winning a football game. So, you know, when something like that happens, he's a little overprotective of it, but he wants to make sure he doesn't hurt the football team again, and it's something we stress every day, and, you know, we overemphasize to the guys on a weekly basis, hey, we got to protect the football, and, you know, he did a nice job after that of doing that.
Maybe the one thing about the offense that's kind of been a weakness here the last few weeks has been your, you know, the old third and inches play. You guys talked a lot about that. Where do you see have been where you haven't been able to pick up that 6 inches? Because it's been kind of a drive killer for you.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we need to work on, and that's one of the things we work on every week to get better at, and just, you know, it comes down to every man doing their job. Everyone's got a responsibility in every play to do, and unfortunately, the last couple of weeks we've had some, you know, had a minor breakdown here or there, and all 11 guys are going to be on the same page doing the same thing, and, you know, unfortunately we missed one this week also.
Why has Noshon fumbled the last couple of weeks? What is he doing poorly that he needs to correct?
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to really, in this game, they're looking for every little opportunity. So if the ball's loose at all, you know, with the strength and smarts of everybody, when they're holding guys up, they're going to strip the ball. And it's just something that he's got to be aware of. You know, when you're going down to the ground, you got to be careful. You got to secure that ball until you know the whistle's blowing dead, because in this league, they're going to feed off of that. When they see it, their coaches are going to coach it. You know, we do the same thing defensively. When we know a back or certain players, or just, you know, when you're holding the guy up, you're always going for that strip. So it's something he's just going to learn, and he'll be okay. We've got to continue to stress it on him, and just he's got to get better at it.
How do you think he played overall? I mean, he was in there almost the whole time.
He did a nice job. You know, he got a lot of snaps, and, you know, as each week has gone along, he's gotten a little better, and that's what he's got to do. The more and more work he gets, the better he'll be.
Mike, what do you like about him and the direct snap look? Why would you put him back there?
Well, you know, we're gonna every week we're gonna sit here in the office and see what we can do to get a little advantage on somebody. And if we think that that's what's gonna be the best thing for our football team, and if we can get a key one way or the other, or if we think it's the best way to run the football, that's what we're gonna do. And it was something we thought we saw that we thought we could do, and so we took advantage of it.
Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, I think he did. You know, they all want to be quarterbacks back there. You know, they go back there, and, you know, you put Lamont Jordan back there. He wants to throw the ball all the time back there. They have a good time with it. So, and they did a really nice job. They took it very serious when we put it in last week, and, you know, they did a really nice job of executing it, doing it the way we wanted them to do it, and did everything the right way.
Anything else for Coach McCoy?
Good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.